Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1114, Regular Revolutions, part 1, by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Saturday, welcome back, or welcome for the first time. This is where I read to you every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life, covering personal development, productivity, and minimalism mostly, from some of the best bloggers and authors you can find, with their permission, of course. Today's article is from Colin Wright. He travels and lives in a new location every few months, and he doesn't even pick the location, his readers do, which is pretty crazy if you ask me. And he's actually one of the instructors in Courtney Carver's year-long simple living course. 2019 is the last year that she's doing it, and it's open now. If you're interested in learning about simplifying your life in many different areas like food, money, travel, clutter, gifts, and a lot more, check it out at oldpodcast.com/learn. I have that linked in this episode's description. And Courtney's kind enough to give back and donate to us if you purchase through that link. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/learn to learn more about that course. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Regular Revolutions, Part 1, by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. Milestones are valuable tools. They're endpoints that aren't real in the sense that a rock is real. There's no physical law stating that the approximate end of a journey around the sun, starting from an arbitrary point we happen to use as our commencement and completion of a calendar cycle, must be celebrated in any particular way. But that doesn't mean they can't be useful psychologically. Just as birthdays don't require anything of you but can still be good moments to check in and make changes, a new year, a moment in time during which you're able to step away from your norms and assess how things are going, is an opportunity to spark revolutions in your life. Perhaps not explosive, groundbreaking, tell all your friends about it changes, but rather regular revolutions that may end up being incredibly valuable, or which may simply be a nice change of pace or a stepping stone to something even more beneficial. That in mind, here are some ideas that have helped me make iteration a daily habit rather than a yearly exercise. None are hard, fast rules or concrete techniques, but all are worth considering and adjusting to align with your personal tastes and goals. When it comes to your routines and rituals, make sure you have some idea of when you'll stop, take stock, and figure out what's working and what's not. Without this type of end date, it's possible to lock in intentional habits that aren't beneficial or perpetuate those that emerged unintentionally. When you initiate a new habit, set a date maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months in the future, at which point you'll check in and adjust that habit or replace it with a new one. For existing habits that you may or may not have intended to establish, set a date sometime soon to do the same. Take what you've learned from those habits and allow that to inform both their new iterations and how long you'll try them out before again stopping to take stock. It's important to build novelty into your life, even if you prefer the secure feeling of predictability most of the time. When everything is routinized, your brain is more likely to go into autopilot mode, and you're less likely to soak up the details of your lifestyle, the visuals, tastes, sounds, textures, and tiny fleeting thoughts that you would be more likely to store and remember if you were actively engaged. It's possible to stay engaged more of the time by developing your in-the-moment mental muscles, but until you become a mindfulness master, a good way to trick your brain into allowing you to become more fully immersed is to sprinkle new and interesting things throughout your day. When you're exposed to something novel, your brain turns on and searches for threats and opportunities, causing you to experience time in a different way, to take note of every moment. It isn't necessary to be completely mentally awake and alert all the time, but if you find yourself in that kind of waking fog, looking back on your week and unable to remember anything of note, the brain's tendency to save energy by identifying patterns and autopiloting is worth knowing about and counteracting. I find that building novelty into the framework of my routine helps. Setting aside a few hours a week to visit a part of town I've never visited, or deciding that twice a week I'll eat lunch at a restaurant or a food truck I've never eaten at before. You can decide to listen exclusively to unfamiliar music genres and artists on Tuesdays, or decide that 1 week out of every month, you'll take a different route to work each morning. There are an unlimited number of ways to break free of that repetition-fueled mental loop. You just have to recognize what's happening and construct your lifestyle with some type of predictable unpredictability in mind. A somewhat unusual habit I've found to be valuable in achieving this end is moving my furniture around when I deep clean my home. I tend to do a deep clean about once a month, and when I do, as I work through my apartment and get everything back to factory settings, I also allow myself to experiment with the location and position of my furniture. A few months ago, I realized I could set up kind of a tea service on my standing desk bistro table, freeing up some of the limited counter space in my kitchen while also making my tea preparation equipment more handy and visible, encouraging me to make greater use of it. I've also found as a result of this habit that by using my small filing cabinet as a side table in my living room rather than as a bedside table in my bedroom, I could create a handy place to set my phone while I'm working, which positions it just out of view, making it less likely I'll grab it to distract myself, while also ensuring all the tools contained within the filing cabinet are closer at hand when I need them. Milestones of any kind are an excellent opportunity to reassess your goals and priorities. What do you want out of life? What are your true priorities? Are you treating them as such, placing them before other goals in terms of how you spend your time and resources? Are those truly your priorities if you aren't prioritizing them? Might you rearrange things to achieve them sooner or better? And if they are no longer your actual priorities, but rather the priorities held by a prior version of yourself, what do you want today? And how might you change your lifestyle to achieve those new goals that have been rattling around in the back of your mind, but which have not yet been prioritized? Taking some time to really consider this, to allow yourself to wonder if you're running the wrong race, if you're heading the wrong direction, is important. It's not comfortable, and it's not uncommon to be mentally repelled by the concept, as it might require more work, more uncertainty, and a lot of change if it does turn out that some major pivot is required. But it's valuable and worth the time invested. Give yourself that time to rethink revolutionary thoughts and give yourself permission to act on what you learn from those thoughts. Finally, there are numerous little tactical adjustments that can be made at regular intervals that I've personally found to be both immensely helpful and psychologically bolstering. I feel more prepared and secure and ready for anything as a result of performing them. Hear those tactics in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Regular Revolutions by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. So we'll hear those tactics tomorrow. And it's Saturday, so I'll keep this ending nice and short, but a quick reminder that Colin is one of the many instructors in a simple living course that I recommend checking out. It covers clutter, self-care, travel, money, and a lot more. Come by oldpodcast.com/learn to learn more about it, and that'll help support this show. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/learn, and I have that linked in this episode's description. That's it for today. Hope you're having a great weekend. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.